Do you love Israel?
No, as a matter of fact, I don't.
But why you not love Israel? We are Chai. You not love Chai? Israel?
No, actually, I don't. I don't at all. I'm more of an Earl Grey man myself.
But everybody love Israel, Chai?
No, no, actually the only people that like you are fellow homicidal maniacs. I can't like anybody who unalives people for the fun of it. Who grape a 13-year-old girl for 5 days straight, passing her around, and then doing so much damage to her physically that she needed reconstructive surgery down there.
No, those are Palestinian lies. You know, from Hamas. You know, because we are Israeli, Chai. It's always Hamas. Hamas. This our homeland. You know, homeland, Chai. We belong here. It's our land.
No, your homeland is in Europe, where you came from. Just because your families, at one point in history, decided that they were going to start practicing Judaism, does not give you the right to steal the land from the rightful owners of that land. You know, the Palestinians, who were the original Jews. You know, the ones with the actual blood quantum that shows that they came from the tribes? Yeah. The only reason that they're not Jewish now is, well, for many reasons, they went to Christianity, Islam. A lot of them converted to avoid the jizya tax. There's a reason why your country does not allow the use of the blood quantum, because it would show that none of you have the genetic lineage to the people of that land. If you were from that land, you would not have the highest rates of skin cancer on the planet. If you were from that land, you wouldn't need to have a skin bank of stolen skin and organs from the people of that land. And on that subject, if you seem to always call them animals, yet when you have skin cancer, you use that animal skin on your own body. That, and you also have lip injections, your women do, to try to have the fuller lips that they will never have because they're European.
But, Chai, we created hummus. Hummus, we created that.
You most certainly did not create hummus. You come from a people who think that white bread is spicy. And you utilize gauze on your wounded people. That was created in Gaza. Look it up. You know, when Palestine was a thriving state. And Gaza was a great port area. Before you all came in and destroyed it all with the Nakba, and then there on forward. You just need to go away because nobody believes your lies anymore. I'm going to just shoo you away with one of my favorite sayings. Don't piss down my back and tell me it's raining. Shoo!